Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, the Ducks and Dukes are on the Fan this Saturday, pregame at noon with Ducks Game Day brought to you by Coors Light. After the game, stay for the Dick Hanna Dealership's postgame scoreboard. I was just reading that the James Madison crew announced their uniform combination.
Yes.
So
they're white and purple.
Well, yeah, but they are. That's what they are.
Yeah, it's a white
jersey. But they're wearing purple pants, white jersey, and white helmets.
Buckle up. Transfer portal news real quick. Joey Aguilar, the kid at Tennessee, he is 25. He is out of eligibility. He already sued for an extra year of eligibility and won. He's now suing with Pavia for an extra year of eligibility.
Why? Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
How is it that you can just sue and get an extra year of eligibility? Is it that injury related? Like,
no, they're saying that JUCO and then they're basically saying that there shouldn't be any limit to how long you can stay in college. Basically, they're not NFL kids, and so they want more money, and they can make money in college.
I don't blame them,
yes.
But I just don't understand why they're granted. Just like, all right.
Well, some kids, it's like, I only played like a couple extra downs beyond the four-game redshirt limit. There's reasons.
Pavia and Aguilar went with the JUCO route. They're saying the JUCO football shouldn't count, and then
it does.
But they got an extra year, but he's trying to get an extra year, and he's not going to. So Tennessee will need a quarterback. Also, fun fact here, when I was digging around in that.
I have a fun fact, too.
I got two. Transfer portal.
I only have one.
Dylan Raiola, who's the brother of Dominic Raiola.
Who's Dominic?
Or not Dominic, but the...
What is happening over there?
Apologize.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Reverse it. Yes. Dylan Raiola, the quarterback from Nebraska.
Yes.
Not his little brother.
Future Oregon Duck.
His little brother is also going to enter the transfer portal.
Where is his little brother playing?
Nebraska.
Oh, he was there too?
He was there too.
They're like the Mendozas.
So
cute.
So he is entering the transfer portal. This will be his sixth school in 7 years. He has never stayed at a school longer than Nebraska, which is 2 years.
And he never plays.
No, right? This is the one that plays. This is
Dominic?
Dylan, the one that plays. His little brother is also transferring, but the good one. The good one, Dylan Raiola.
Where was he before Nebraska? I don't even remember.
Nowhere. He never played at the same high school or leading up to that. He moved schools every single year.
Yeah.
So this will be his sixth school in 7 years.
So if the Ducks get him, would that be 1 year?
He's got two.
Two?
He's got two. And then I also saw this one. The Georgia State quarterback, his name's TJ Finney. He is also suing for an extra year.
Good Lord.
And he has played at LSU, Auburn, Texas State, Western Kentucky, Tulane,
Come
now
on.
Georgia State, and he's
Come on.
No, you know what? Okay.
He's suing for an extra year.
Grant all these kids the eligibility, but they need to wear a jersey named Van Wilder. Okay? Yeah. Every single... Good Lord, dude. What do you want? 10 years of college eligibility?
So he wants another year. So he has officially entered the transfer portal, even though he's out of eligibility, in hopes that he will get an extra year.
So I guess COVID is what screwed it all up, right? With 4 years... It used to be you get 4 years.
You got
in a redshirt year.
Five to play for.
Yeah. Five to play for.
Yes.
Why is that...
Yeah, COVID allowed everybody to have that year did year. Not count.
And then you can apply for an extra hardship year for circumstances like injuries. And now there's the JUCO thing where Pavia said JUCO doesn't count, so they got an extra year. And now these kids are saying, no. If I play 2 years of JUCO ball, I want another extra year.
Another one.
Or there was like Cam McCormick, John, who transferred from Oregon to Miami and played, I think, till he was like 28?
And his was all injury-related. He just said, I kept getting hurt, therefore I want more injury waivers, and they kept giving them
and
to
if
him.
That happens, I get it. But Pavia was not injured. Come on, kid.
But yes, both Raiola brothers are in the transfer portal, so maybe you can get them as a pair if you're an Oregon Duck.
I think you have to. So my big fun fact, okay, because you said you had two fun facts.
Yeah.
I only have one.
Even though one was confusing because I got the brothers mixed up.
Well, we got there, okay?
Yeah, we got there.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
I just saw a Bryce Betcher interview.
Okay.
And I have bad news to report.
Uh-oh. He's coming back for another year of eligibility after granted another year?
The Caucasian Collision Unit.
The what?
You haven't seen the Caucasian Collision Unit?
Oh, I thought you said something different. Sorry.
Yeah, the Caucasian Collision Unit.
Yes.
You've seen those shirts?
Yes.
Him and Thieneman?
Yes.
Shut down.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They've been shut down.
I thought he said the t-shirts were selling robustly.
They were. They got shut down.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't say he wouldn't go into it.
Is that a weird white thing?
A weird white thing. Well, I don't know. It was probably...
Was it viewed as poor taste because the...
He said that... All he said was... He goes, I won't go into it, but they got shut down. It's just that... He said his teammates and coaches, everybody loved it.
Mm.
He loved the outside viewpoint of it.
Yeah.
And yet, they can't do it anymore.
Mm.
The Caucasian...
See, I think you said... You said something different the first time around, and it confused me.
The Caucasian Collision Unit...
Yes.
...is... No more.
Oh.
At least in merch form.
Yeah, because he said that someone asked him about the earlier. I saw someone asked him about the shirt sales, and he said they're going really, really well.
He said for 3 days it was great.
Oh. I wonder.
Is it a trademark?
Does someone already have it? Or did someone tell him that the.
I thought you and I had that.
We have the.
Aren't we the original Caucasian Collision Unit?
Because we hit so hard in our hot sports takes.
Hot takes.
I just wondered if someone got together and said that the Eagles DBs had the exciting whites. That was the thing for a while. Apparently you're not allowed to have some tongue-in-cheek fun, so sorry about that.
Well, that's my fun fact. Now let's get to a real sport. Okay, I'm tired of talking about this other crap.
Mm.
You know that tonight is the night.
It is. Tonight's the night.
Maybe you don't.
Are we talking a little basketball? Is that what we're talking about
tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Is the NBA Cup finale,
mm-hmm,
between the Spurs and the Knickerbockers.
Can I tell you, hand to God, I found out about this like 10:15 this morning when I heard of like a sports update.
Better late than never.
And I was like, what?
And then you went and proceeded to spend all day breaking down the matchup?
No, but I will say that Blake Griffin and some lady have been like coming across my feed with the NBA Cup commercials, and I immediately just tune out. I can't believe we're still trying to make that a thing. Is this the third year of it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so.
And if I'm not mistaken, is it the Lakers and Bucks that are the Cup champion?
From the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the two better teams in the NBA before the Bucks fell apart?
I believe the NBA Cup has been owned by the Lakers.
With your NBA Cup knowledge.
Hey, man, I'm up on this. This is a big deal.
Let's break it down. Spurs, Knicks. Minus
nobody cares.
Du-du-du-du.
Nobody cares.
Ba-da-da-da-da, basketball. Give me the basketball. Minus 2.5. Knicks.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know, the Spurs, that was an upset. They beat the Thunder the other day.
Oh, so now they've lost twice.
Well, the Thunder have. Yeah.
Thunder.
Spurs upset the Thunder. You know, the Thunder really wanted that.
Did they?
They wanted the NBA Cup.
They wanted the Cup.
Well, sure. I mean, you can't have the.
Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
But they really wanted to.
Boy. I'm
and they're not getting it.
I'm dead serious here.
Because of Wemby.
10 years. I'm giving you 8 more years.
Wemby won't be playing in 10 years.
I guess that'd be 7. 7 years. Because this will be the 3rd year. So after 10 years, does this have any traction whatsoever?
No. No. No, it's terrible. But I'm fired up.
There is nothing.
I'm a real sportsman.
There is nothing I could care about less than the NBA Cup.
Nothing?
Nothing. Find me something.
Troy is playing Jacksonville State tonight in a bowl game.
I would much rather watch that and gamble on it than I would the NBA Cup.
I do wonder what the ratings will be tomorrow. Oh my God.
For what? The NBA Cup?
For the NBA Cup versus this bowl game tonight.
Oh, that's a good comparison. I'm going to jot that down for tomorrow and see if I can. Because I'll see here.
That'll be a good question.
Troy.
Well, that's got. I mean, come on.
Well, a bowl game, even during the week, what?
Versus
3 to 5 million viewers, maybe 2 at the least, right?
Well, I'll put all the sports on for the evening on the list. I'll see if I can come up with that for tomorrow. Because you got some college basketball out there tonight.
Yeah, I just know. First off, there's got to be a lot of people like me that were like, what? The cup final is on? Had I not listened to that sports report, I'd have no idea. And I see the stupid commercial. I see Blake Griffin, he's on there, and he's like, he's like driving in a car, there's some hot with him, I don't know who it is, and I don't care, and I'm like, why are you trying to, I feel like it's, what is that, like, scene from Mean Girls, quit trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen, it's not going to, but keep pushing that NBA Cup. Does Danny even care about the NBA Cup? I think that guy touches himself to the NBA, and I'm not certain he cares about the NBA Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he didn't.
I'm going to text him and ask him, like, do you give 2 S's about the NBA Cup? Because that can't.
I bet he defends it.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. By the way, Cooper Flagg in one other NBA nugget for the evening. Cooper Flagg, youngest ever to hit to drop 40.
Yeah, I did see that. Didn't they lose, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they lost.
Cares, man. He dropped 40.
Now, if this gives you anything, the NBA quarterfinals, they averaged a whopping 1 million viewers.
Ooh. Jesus, that's bad.
So, just.
What is the regular NBA? I mean, is. What? A million?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Just over 1 million.
And then this random Tuesday night.
This is from 4 days ago. And that, by the way, I think that was Lakers Spurs, if I'm not mistaken.
Man.
Jeez.
For what they're going to be calling this, like, championship game. And I'm sure the players are going to be giving effort tonight. It's like, what, 500 grand plus per player if they win on the winning team? So, the game itself
I'd
will
shoot
be
a couple extra threes for that.
Yeah.
By the way, that was bolstered by Lakers Spurs that did a whopping 1.4 million, but was drugged down by the Warriors Rockets, I guess, or whatever the other.
So is the NBA
the final was.
Is the NBA in a crisis and we just don't care because it's so much in a crisis that we don't care?
Yeah.
I mean,
is it more of a crisis than we even let on? We kind of write off the NBA here, on at least on our show, not on all the shows on The Fan, thankfully. Yeah. So NBA fans have places to go on The Fan. Ours is not going to be the best NBA for you, far from it. Yeah. But we just don't like I just don't like the league. I'm not going to speak for you. I just think the league sucks. Is it worse than we think? Are we like overlooking how bad it is because we don't follow it?
I feel like the NBA, because I watch the NBA for the Blazers. I try to catch a hunk of every Blazer game, and so that's how I stay up on the NBA, through that lens. And I still enjoy watching the Blazers just for the sake of, it's hometown team, we do the show, I check it out. But I will tell you, as someone that grew up watching the NBA, I don't like the product. I'm not overly interested in it. It is.
Well, it sucks. I mean, we can all agree on that.
It's not my jam.
Is it a worse crisis?
I just feel like it's settled into a little bit of what every sport not named football is. Because we said the same thing about baseball. We say the same thing about hockey. We say the same thing about soccer. Their audience is robust. And there are a lot of people that care and revenue is up and people go to games and all of that. But the idea of this big growth coming and what can the NBA do? I don't think that there's some huge growth potential. I just think this is, you've kind of settled into where you're at. And people that are NBA fans are going to love the NBA. And I think this is the same thing with Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball tried to make the game better for the masses, but for the most part, it's a regional sport, right? You have a handful of national stories, but for the most part, it's regional. I think that's what the NBA is. And for a long time, I thought the NBA thought that, I believe the NBA thought that they were going to one day challenge the NFL and become this big, giant thing. And it's not. Now, globally, it works. That's why I think the NBA, it loves global expansion, because I just don't think the U.S. market, there is this giant growth coming where we all embrace this product.
No, there's no growth. I mean, it's losing people. It's not, there's no growth potential there unless they get their act together and make it a much better product. But the game of basketball, the sport itself, is fantastic. It's just the product of the NBA has just been so watered down. And we don't need to go into all the reasons why. It's just like, I don't even know why we'd be talking about growth potential. I'm asking the question, is it way worse than maybe we even know just because we don't really follow it? I mean, those ratings, that number is alarming. You're talking about 1 million viewers for a big game between two of your premier players?
Now, I think this was, I'm looking through here. So this was on Amazon Prime.
Well, that hurts it.
That hurts it. So last year it was on TNT, but it was down. So I was looking here. So this is the quarterfinals. So you had, what were the other ones? Spurs, Lakers, you had Thunder. You said the... who was the other one? I'm just looking here. Suns Thunder was on there. I'm just looking at some of them. These are decent size, obviously, teams and that are really good. And most of them, the biggest one was that Spurs Lakers at 1.4. Everything else was right around 1 million viewers. That's down 20 to 28% from TNT last year. So how much of that is to Prime versus TNT? Mm-hmm. How much of that is the NBA Cup, people not caring? How much of that is the general product? I don't know. But I don't think if you're the NBA, you're thrilled right now with the growth in the TV of the TV market.
Well, but you I wouldn't be thrilled. I'd be panicking.
But you signed a massive deal and money's still rolling in.
That's true.
So,
well, and the other thing, too, is you got, like I said, Cooper Flagg's legit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kid's only 19 or something.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yep.
And you have Wemby. The future.
Yeah, there's plenty of,
Star power looks good, but if they can stay healthy.
Yeah.
But of course, they'll just duck out of games to stay healthy.
Well, and that goes, and that's to a larger thing, right? I mean, we've talked about that a million times, and I don't have the answer to any of that. I just know that to me, if I was a patron and I was getting ready to buy a ticket because I wanted to go see X, like if you're going to see a Blazer game and you're a Blazer fan, cool. But if you're like, hey, the Spurs are in town, I'm going to pay to go see Wemby, I ain't buying that ticket until the day before the game. I'm just not. Because how many, that's a huge bugaboo for me, is you just don't know on a day-to-day basis who the hell's going to play.
All right, which NFL teams are the wisest spenders? That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There she is. I've been waiting for Karen to come out.
Pretty sure both Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson at one point said that she was the best female artist of all time, vocally.
So, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but there were, I mean,
really?
I mean, she's been gone, what, 30 years now? But back in the day, the best of the best then in the 80s were saying, like, as far as female vocalists go, she's it.
Well, she was, it is delightful.
Yes. She is so, I mean, she is so talented. Her voice is so smooth, it's beautiful, it just sounds effortless.
If you had to pick, again, not artists, because I think that's different. If you had to pick the best female voice, best female vocalist, where would you go?
Well, Whitney comes to mind.
Yeah.
Mariah comes to mind.
Yeah, but Mariah's good, like, because of, like, different reasons. I feel like Karen sounds smoother than her.
So. I always liked Dionne Warwick.
Back in the day?
She was awesome.
I've always been partial to Tina Turner myself.
Yeah. She was great, but, I mean, more of a...
Yeah, I guess that's my the style that I like a little more. She got a little more rock and roll. Whitney could kind of do it all, too.
Ooh, like, oh, man, but Anita Baker, Sweet Love, yeah. There might not be a better Amazing. Song than that one.
I also
oh,
was...
Karen. I love
Rob's getting...
I love you and I miss you.
He's getting nostalgic. Stevie Nicks, of course, the quality of her voice, amazing. And and she's not as big, but I've always thought that if I died and like an angel was singing to me, Alison Krauss to me just has a very angelic, like... That's what you want your mom like to sing to you. There's a very comforting sort of
you know
feel
who,
to that.
I don't know if she's certainly amazing. You know, I mean the best it's all sort
yeah,
of
it's
subjective.
Yeah.
But you know who's got we were talking about this on the golf course the other day. Sexiest female voice.
Ooh. See that's
a little bit
yeah,
different.
That's a little bit different.
And I said Brandi Carlile.
I could see that.
That is a sexy voice.
She doesn't like you though.
Well, yeah. That hurts it a little bit, but it's still I mean it doesn't change her voice.
Yes. Yeah, because there is a sexiest is different.
Yes.
than best. There's a raspy sort of quality to it. See, if I go sexy, I'm kind of a Gaga. I think Lady Gaga Ooh. Has a little bit of that, and also might I throw in some Rihanna?
Well, and Madonna. Mm. If you're throwing sexy, and I think you got to throw Madonna into that combo as well.
Someone like, mentioned Streisand. What about Babs?
Oh, I never got Babs.
She was awesome.
She's talented, but
that never. That one just missed the mark for me.
You guys calling Babs overrated live on the radio?
I know everyone loves her. I just don't get that one. That one's a little misses
you know,
the mark.
It's interesting you say Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney said Karen Carpenter was the best female vocalist. You know, it's always interesting to hear real great artists say who their favorites are or who influenced them. Yeah. I always find that very interesting and way more sort of... It's like, I guess one of my terms, it's like more believable than some list in Rolling Stone. You know, it's like, I want to know what Paul McCartney thinks.
Yeah, like when it's the old adage of someone that supposedly, and I don't know if this has been proven, but the rumor is, or the legend is, that someone asked Eric Clapton what it's like to be the greatest guitar player alive, and he said, I don't know, go ask Prince. Like, musicians think Prince was this amazing musician. Like, some people kind of crap on the Beatles.
Well, he
like,
was an amazing musician. I mean, you can't really argue.
No, but it's like people don't necessarily think of Prince as this guitar player. And when Eric Clapton supposedly says that's the... When Eric Clapton says you're the best guitar player, I tend to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we talk about the fact that we haven't seen or heard from Eric Clapton in a long time? He's not dead, is he?
No, but I think the COVID thing kind of... He...
Kind of hold up?
Yeah, I think he kind of... Went into some stuff.
Whatever happened to Eric Clapton? Anyway, what I was going to tell you is I was watching a documentary the other night that popped up on Jeff Buckley.
Okay.
And I didn't know much about Jeff Buckley, but I do remember him, seeing as how, you know, I'm 50.
Yes.
And
great singer songwriter.
Yeah, he died. He drowned at the age of 30.
But I always think of him. He was the guy, and I know a bunch of people have done it, and I think it's a Rufus. I think it's a Leonard Cohen song, but he probably did the best version of Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That was where I kind of first became aware of Buckley.
David Bowie, mm-hmm. before his death, called Jeff Buckley's album. Jeff Buckley only made one album, and then he passed.
Yeah, this was like in the early 90s that he died.
Yeah, 95, something like that?
Something like that.
But his album is called Grace, and it has Hallelujah on it.
Yeah.
And he made one album, and David Bowie said it's the greatest album of all time.
See, again, like if David...
And when I heard that, I'm watching this documentary on Buckley, and I'm like, wow, great voice, don't know much about him, let's learn about Jeff Buckley, okay. Yeah. But his music is a little too melancholy for me. I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
And okay.
Kind of depressing.
A little bit. I mean, he was a little sad, and, you know, it was just kind of melancholy. Yeah. I mean, it's not my... But I could tell he obviously had a great voice. But when David Bowie... then they make that little statement, David Bowie called it the greatest album of all time. I instantly shot onto Spotify and listened to the album.
Yes.
And I never would have done that without David Bowie telling me that it's the greatest. Not the documentary telling me that it's
David
the greatest.
David Bowie
said it was the greatest.
Exactly. Like, some people crap on the Beatles. And I always laugh at that and be like, you can think that the Beatles are overrated. But everyone from Billy Joel to Metallica to Michael Jackson to when they all say that the Beatles were their biggest influence, you might want to think that rethink your stance. Turns out they may not be your cup of tea. Turns out they're pretty good. Same thing with like Zeppelin. I know some people don't like Zeppelin. Well, that's cool, but every rock and metal band has the Zeppelin or Ozzy. Like one of those two, Sabbath, are their favorite band. That's, you know... That's a stamp that gets you through any door. You are so right when someone like that gives you your flowers.
Well, thanks a lot, Schulte. We've blown another segment. I didn't get to what I needed to do there.
Happy to help.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It's the holidays, right?
We have more segments.
It's time to F off.
I was going to tell you which NFL teams are the wisest spenders because there is an analytic to show that.
Okay.
Spot rack.
Yeah.
Or is it spot track?
I thought it's track, but I might be wrong.
Whatever. That website, they have that. It's kind of interesting to look at which teams are spending their money the wisest. Not spending the most, but they're getting the most production for what they spend.
Joey's looking at like dead cat money. If you want something that's kind of scary for the NFL, the Broncos still have like $30 million, I think, in dead cat money that's going to come off. And Bo Nix is still on a cheap contract. That roster should get better over the next couple of years. So just... You know, buckle up.
So that'll be next hour, along with a college football Christini.
Ooh.
But up next, it's time for In the News. I have an I-5 bridge update for you. I know you love those.
Oh, love it.
And is this really an unfortunate flood death? Coming up next, here's Schulte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Before we row our boat right into In the News, I looked up the 30 best female singers of all time ranked in order.
Okay.
From smoothradio.com. I'm guessing, and who doesn't trust smoothradio.com?
Well, I mean,
Babs. Babs was Streisand, number 7.
Okay.
Karen Carpenter, 6. Ella Fitzgerald, 5.
Oh, I should have. Yeah, you can't forget her.
Mariah Carey, 4. Mm. Celine Dion, we forgot her. Mm. She's amazing.
She is.
Number
she
3, is. Aretha, 2, and Whitney, 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for men, I just went to the Rolling Stone one. Now, they have Aretha, number 1, because this is both.
Both.
But they have, their top male is number 2, and it's Ray Charles.
Mm.
They put Elvis at 3.
Elvis 3, huh?
Sam Cooke at 4. Marvin Gaye.
Boy, Sam is great.
Oh, no, wait. John Lennon at 5, then Marvin Gaye at 6.
See? Boy, that's surprising me. I love some John Lennon, but...
They also have Bob Dylan at 7.
Boy, yeah.
Well, I mean, singers? Come
on. I mean, I guess it comes all... They're not saying best voice, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, that list begins and ends... And I love Ray Charles. Ray Charles is so good. But that list begins and ends with Freddie for me. If you want to say best male voices, I just...
Oh, yeah, here,
greatest front man of all
Smooth
time.
Smooth Radio did a male one, too.
Yeah.
So let me pull that up here for you. Come on, this is important.
Because Freddie's just... There's nothing. Oh, it just doesn't get better.
Yeah, unmatchable. So
they have Freddie number 1.
There you go.
They have George Michael number 2. That's interesting.
We were just talking about how...
We were just talking about
again,
how
he one is, of the great live performances is George Michael at the AIDS benefit concert doing Find Me Somebody to Love, doing Freddie. And it's...
Michael Jackson number 3, Nat King Cole 4, Frankie 5, Otis Redding 6, Sam Cooke and the usual.
So mm-hmm.
Al Green in there too.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, it is December 16, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your news man.
No Sinatra on that list, by the way. Kind of shocked.
No, he was on the list.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, I just missed
you missed him.
I missed him.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Okay. I mean, everyone loves chocolate.
Yeah, you're not a big chocolate guy.
It is not my favorite. Given my choice between chocolate and other various concoctions, I will usually take the other. But, you know, give me a nice chocolate something. I'll eat a candy bar.
Do you ever have anything? You probably don't, but since you're not a huge chocolate guy. But do you ever have anything that you wish was covered in chocolate more but never is? Because I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like what?
Jalapenos.
Really?
Well, I've never had a chocolate covered.
You like that sweet spice?
Well, I know you haven't had one because they don't really exist. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's kind of confusing.
Things that you want chocolate on that don't have chocolate on.
I cannot think of something. Everything has chocolate on it. And
it does seem that way.
No, I'd feel that way about some nice caramel. There's plenty of things, like given the choice between covering something in chocolate and caramel, I'll take caramel every time. I'm just trying to think of something that would be better with chocolate that doesn't have chocolate. Everything has chocolate.
Not jalapenos.
No, that is just... That's weird. Like, chocolate-covered asparagus? Would you want that?
That just seems like a... That doesn't seem...
But the jalapeno does?
It does to me, just because I love jalapenos. I choke down asparagus.
You do it. You
jalapenos.
Do it. You're doing the Joey from France. Jalapeno, good. Chocolate, good. Together,
that's right.
Good.
I
kind of want to try now. a chocolate-covered jalapeno.
It is also Stupid Toy Day.
Oh,
like a lot of stupid toys out there.
Like the Slinky, maybe. I mean, it's dumb, but that thing made a gajillion dollars.
I liked the Slinky.
Who didn't? But it's dumb. You know it's dumb.
Well, but you used it for a week, and then it got all tangled up.
Kind of didn't work, depending on your stairs.
Yeah.
That's
true. You can't really do anything with it. You just kind of, like, you jiggle it back and forth in your hands, and then again, your brother comes and grabs it, and you twist it, and then it's broken, and then it just becomes a razor-sharp piece of metal to stab someone with.
I have an I-5 bridge update for you.
Can't wait. Let me guess, it's not coming anytime soon.
Pretty good guess.
Yeah.
The Interstate 5... Oh, God. Pop-ups everywhere here. The Interstate 5 bridge cost update has been delayed until 2026. Officials leading the effort to replace the aging Interstate 5 bridge between Portland and Vancouver said Monday they will likely not release a new cost estimate for the massive infrastructure project until at least spring of 2026. The primary reason for the delay, you can blame the United States Coast Guard.
Oh, thanks a lot, Obama.
They have not yet decided whether the future bridge should include a movable section to allow ships above a certain height to pass underneath, and that would be an additional cost, maybe even upwards of $500 million.
I would just like to point out that this dumb bridge that will never get built, we spent like $500 million on various things, then decided to not build it. And then we decided to rebuild it several years later, and they projected it out from like $2 to $2.5 billion, I think it was. And then they came back like a year or two later and were like, whoa. It's going to be more like $5 to $7 billion now. I love that they've given ourselves a nice $2.5 billion range. And by the way, like 2 months ago, I think it was either the Oregonian or the Columbian, I forget which one, they were saying that people are now sniffing around the $10 billion mark.
That's correct.
Yeah, what are we... Why not?
They haven't...
Why not?
They have not projected an estimate since December of 2022.
Oh, it's going to be $10
billion. Exactly. So when they said then that it was expected to cost between $5 and $7.5 billion, it's now 2025.
What are we...
So construction, they're saying, is expected to begin in mid to late 2026.
Our government is like the Dallas Cowboys. Something that we could have done years ago for like a fraction of the cost, we just sit there and play with ourselves. And then like years later, we're like, okay, we'll do it. We're just going to do it at 70% more.
I have a dumb bridge question.
Ask away.
But why wouldn't they include a part that lifts? Because don't boats have to come through there?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you would think, yes. Unless you have to build it so high that you don't have to lift it.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, is it cheaper to just build it so high that any ship can go underneath it, or do you just have one that can lift in certain parts?
So can they not go through now?
Well, no, they raise it.
No, they raise it.
Then what are we even doing?
The I-5 bridge raises. All of our bridges raise.
Exactly. What are we even doing? Just do it how we already do it. This is stupid.
Yeah, and someone said $10 billion, and they're going to toll us $20 per cross.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Well, that
no toll Tina.
No, that bridge will be tolled.
Well, that means the Glen Jackson is going to be hella filled up then over on 205.
Basically, I'm never going to Vancouver ever again.
Basically, you just get ready to cripple both sides. I'm moving to... We have talked about this, me and... In the misses, we're like, by the time that bridge comes across, we better live in Oregon.
You'll be dead.
Actually, yeah, they won't get the funding solved for this before the bridge itself collapses. That's when they'll be forced to actually build something in like 5 years.
Now listen, I'm gonna tread lightly here, okay?
Are you?
No.
Okay. I was gonna say, that really seemed like something you were gonna do, but...
But I'm a courageous newsman.
Absolutely you are.
And I have to report to you that we have a flood death.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. This was in Seattle.
Mm.
But the man who died drove past warning signs...
Oh, yeah.
...and was found dead in his car, submerged in the floodwaters that he was warned about.
No, that's on you, dude. It's like the idiots that were throwing the pine cones at the tiger. And then the tiger used the kid to climb out of the cage. That's on you. It's 100% on you.
So he's a 33-year-old dude.
Yeah.
His car was found, he was in the car, but it was found submerged in about 6 feet of water.
Yeah.
In a ditch.
Yeah.
In Snohomish.
Mm. Yeah, some of the flooding up there, if you, like, it's intense. My my boy is north of that. He's in Bellingham. But he was saying, because he lives over there by the water, and he says it's crazy. He said all of his neighbors, anyone with a basement, it's flooded, and it's really bad up north. So this dude just ignored the signs.
He just rolled through.
What kind of car was he in? Was he in like a Honda Accord?
And was there like a reason he ran through them?
He just decided that he wanted to get through.
It's like, was he chasing a pet? Was there somebody like, no. I got to get home to save the...
My man was just like, I got this.
Idiot. I will go out there. Idiot. Hey, man, one stupid decision might be your last, and for this guy, it was.
This is the same people that see the railroad crossing, and then they drive around it because they're like, well, I don't want to wait for the train. I think I can beat it. And then, oh, you can't.
One of the things that they're citing here, now this is short on details, but one of the things they're talking about is how quickly the water rises.
Yeah.
And perhaps it was a situation where it wasn't so bad at one point, but then he rolls up and he's like, oh, that doesn't look so bad. And then all of a sudden it's really bad.
Yeah,
and
when there's big flashing signs that say road closed, flood, maybe just, I don't know.
I think they're warning that what you
people
just
don't respect
stated
the water
can happen.
Well, people don't respect warning signs is what it is. And his family will sue.
If there were a warning sign
saying that the warning sign wasn't warning enough,
that said, it is possible that you will be decapitated.
Yeah.
If you go past this line,
yeah.
You think people would ignore it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. There is nothing that people won't do. If you tell someone, the easiest way to get someone to do something is to tell them that they can't. I was looking the other day on the news, I guess down at the ICE facility, they have that big, there's a big line right at the ICE facility. And it just says, hey, protest, do whatever, do your whatever it is you do. Just do it on the other side of the line. And there was some idiot that kept like running across the line and then like shaking his ass and then running back across the line. He did it like 10 times and then they went and tackled him and arrested him. He's like, what did I do? You crossed the damn line multiple times. It's not that hard. You see the big sign that said road's closed. You're like, well, road's closed. No, it's not. What do you got, like a Bronco or like an old Land Cruiser? Nah, I'm in a 88 Accord. I got this. And next thing you know, the water rises up and it gets you. That being said, I'm still sad for his family, but what are you going to do?
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
We have some bridge humor coming in.
Ooh.
The sun is expected to burn out in the next 2 billion years, which is tragic because it means they'll have to finish the I-5 bridge construction in the dark. How about that?
So what you're saying is I have like 15 more years to move to Oregon before the bridge does me in.
That's a good question. If you don't want to pay the tolls on the new I-5 bridge...
Which I don't.
Okay, when is your cutoff for having to move here? Like, what's the latest?
So they said it's going to start in 2026.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
Late. So 26. That'll start 2028.
How long do you think that thing will take?
Oh, my God.
All these are usually overrun with, like,
extra
years costs and years
I'm
of delays.
I'm saying 2033, 2034. And by the way, you should probably take the over on that.
Yeah, I think you're safe.
Yeah.
Make your plans for 2034. You're fine.
Milwaukee, here I come. Embrace me.
I bet you 2040. Like, I'm 36, so we're getting close to, like, age 50 for me. I bet you maybe around 2040.
Well, dude, they've been talking about it for years.
Exactly.
Years! Decades!
According to AI, they're saying they expect it 2033.
So you were right.
Yeah, and by the way.
It won't happen.
That won't happen. Again, take the over.
I think Schulze's right. 2040?
Talk to Boston about how long the big dig ended up taking.
Oh, my God.
I mean, jeez.
Stupid Boston.
So I got some time.
You got plenty of time. Like I said, you're going to be dead before that thing's finished. You don't have to worry about it.
Dude, they're going to start building it. The construction company will quit. Then they'll have to hire another. It'll be a
corruption.
Mess. Yeah. Lots
of it.
Oh,
we lost $13 million that they gave. I don't know. Where'd it go?
I'm telling you, there's nothing better than getting that government contract. Just that auto pen rubber stamp.
Let's go. You're good.
And it's always that same company. It's Sanka or whatever. I see that on everything. Every hospital, every school. It's that one company. It starts with an S. I'm telling you, that thing's the mob. There's just that company. They, like, every government contract. And there's no oversight whatsoever. couple hundred million, or in this case, a couple billion over. I love that. Ah, it's somewhere between 5 and 7.5 billion. What's a couple billion between friends? Something tells me that company's not coming in on the low end. If your budget is between 5 and 7.5 billion, really? You're coming in closer to 5, are you? What's the site where you can bet on everything?
Well, there's a lot of them, but yeah, the Kalshi?
Yeah, just go on there and start betting on the over on everything. Cost, timeline, tolls, just take the over on everything. Parlay the hell out of it.
All right, coming up next, where is the snow? All right, this is in the Nuez, December 16 of 2025. Where's the snow, you ask?
It's good
question, Jason.
Thank you. I was just thinking that.
Well, I've been kind of jonesing to get up and ski this year.
I was really? looking for the snow to, like, take my wife to a little, you know, like, winter getaway.
Old man
yeah,
Ralph.
It's nothing.
Old man Ralph, we're going to get up there and shred some fresh pow-pow?
Cherry pow, bro.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, there isn't any.
No.
You know, skiing.
You can go down to Bend, right?
Yeah, but that's a whole nother.
I don't think it's very, very
No, it's
cold.
Bad there, too.
Yeah, it's Bachelor. Like it wouldn't be a worth a trip.
Well, I don't even think Bachelor's open. This says, Bachelor needs about 24 inches of snow to open, plus a forecast for continued cold temperatures.
Mm.
The latest that mountain has ever opened for skiers was in 1976, when lifts didn't start running until January 2nd.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
God, no kidding.
We might beat it this year. January 2nd?
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Oregon ski areas typically open for the season around Thanksgiving, but here we are mid-December, and the runs on Mount Hood and Bachelor are still alarmingly snow-free. The multiple atmospheric rivers that swept through the Willamette Valley last week did nothing to help the mountain snowpack because it was too warm. It just rained.
It's been like 60 degrees, I feel like, for like a week.
So I think you need to do a snow dance.
Well, that isn't the Schnitzel Wolf?
He's, yeah, you got a little Native American in
you. Native American in him,
let's
right?
Let's get you a, we want you to do a snow dance.
Hi, how are you? Hi, ho. Yeah, I can do that. I'm Native.
There right. It is. Okay, there you go. Snow should come.
Yeah, but blame him, by the way. Send complaints to the Schnitzel Wolf, not me.
Well, yeah, no, he's got Native blood.
How much do you have before you can be racist?
I'm not sure.
It's a good question.
I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. Right? I am a card-carrying Native, so yeah.
I played football with a guy who was mixed race, and boy, he looked awful white, and he liked throwing around that word, and... Ooh. Boy, it made a lot of us very, very uncomfortable.
Can't do that.
Yeah, but he looked like a white guy with a little bit of a tan, and he loved that word, and we got a lot of awkward looks. I'm like, man, maybe you just keep that one in the old holster for a while.
Well, that's all we have time for here on In the News, December 16, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next hour... we have a few headlines. We have a college football Christini. Arch is coming back.
Yeah. Didn't really have a choice, but...
He's coming back, dude.
Again.
Bruh.
Go back to the Wayback Machine in September. The number one pick in the next year's draft, Arch Manning.
Not quite. Not quite.
No, because he's coming back.
Yeah, he is.
Which NFL teams are the wisest spenders? And we also have the list of the most fun cities in the United States.
No, I got a good idea.
You think you do?
I think.
You don't know anything.
Sioux Falls, baby.
I love Sioux Falls.
It's the only place I want to be.
Hey, I can have fun anywhere.
Agreed. Some places a little easier than others.
That's right. We will have our third hour of radio broadcast here this afternoon. Can you believe that, guys?
I can.
It's unbelievable. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.